Sean gets in the elevator with Twinkie. And he's just like, what does DK stand for? And he's like, Drift King. He's like, what the heck is drifting? He's just like, oh no.
Yeah.
You know Han's car that Han just gave you? That's Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Like, he dropped a lot of money on that car.
The doors open from the elevator and as he asks what's drifting, and he sees the cars sliding by.
That was a cool scene. Yeah. That was a cool scene. I like that scene. In that moment, I remembered I'm watching a Fast and Furious movie. Right.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Blockbuster Bada Show.
What's up, everybody? My name is Frank.
And I'm Kalani, and we are
the Blockbuster Brothers. See our shirts? It's official. Yeah. What do we do on Blockbuster Brothers?
We watch
movies.
And then we talk about them.
Yeah, we do. So we've been talking about movies for quite a while now. I believe this is our 8th episode. BB-8 FF. STD, is that the initials for this one?
Officially in Tokyo, it is. Yes, that is correct. And what else? We got, let's see, movie details. What are some movie details? What are we're watching Tokyo Drift, people.
We're watching Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift in 2006. Now, you may ask yourself, well, I've been perusing your YouTube channel and podcast link and see that you're on your 8th episode. Why the Frank are you watching Tokyo Drift from 2006 on your 8th episode, Kalani? Maybe you can answer that.
Well, because it was a horrible movie. But no, that is not the reason. It's because somebody in the Fast Saga universe, in their infinite wisdom, decided that this should take place later in the timeline. So, with their flip phones.
It's a real George Lucas move, right? Like,
yes, yeah.
They did the first Fast and Furious. They did two Fast and Furious. And then I think they did Tokyo Drift after that, right?
They did Tokyo Drift.
So Tokyo Drift was actually the third chronological order.
Yes, the third created. Yeah,
I think the reasoning that they had for the franchise is what they didn't have the technology to make a Star Destroyer. No, that's Star Wars. But they followed the same kind of, I don't know what their reasoning is, but they made a movie that's 8 movies in or 7 movies in as the third movie for whatever reason. So none of the references from 2006 hold up in this timeline.
No.
The fashion doesn't hold up.
And there's 2 scenes that might connect.
Especially the CG in this movie doesn't hold up either, but we'll get to that.
It was amazing. Okay, how was your prep for this? I mean, do you
well, I did a lot of crying in the shower before I had to watch this episode, because I think the last time I saw it was 2006. Saw it once in the theater and I hated it, and I didn't understand why it was happening after I had such a good time watching the other two, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I texted you yesterday, and I was just, because I watched it today right before the exit, and I was just like, Kalani, I'm scared. What if I love it? What if I've changed? Like the greatest thing ever? What if it's a masterpiece?
You were wrong if you did that. But
oh man,
your fears were definitely misplaced.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, we have a Blockbuster sister with us tonight.
Only kind of.
Yeah, she is on the side reading a book. But she will be
you can't see her. She's on the other side of the comedy aisle behind Kalani.
Oh,
floating hand. Oh. I can't give you a review too early.
Can I do this? No, it's gonna be more like this.
I want to see your ghost hand just like appear throughout the episode, like on Kalani's face, like on his shoulder, and then disappear. Like it from.
Oh, you're
shoot! Kalani's gonna put a sticker on. So anyone who's listening, I just accidentally showed my face. Because I was trying to be sneaky.
I mean, we were gonna save it for the season finale, but like,
I don't know. Oh, there it goes again.
It's because I'm on the baby chair. So my head is just.
She is sitting on a baby chair right now.
It's okay. Yeah. Kalani's gonna use his editing magic and just put a little emoji face there.
People are gonna freeze frame that shot of your face, crop it. And like, just use that as the main
of 2000.
We should just screenshot that and then use that as the avatar for Blockbuster Brothers.
It's the look of surprise and shock and oh no.
Oh, no. Yep, there you go.
I wasn't ready. Yep.
I wasn't ready. So
what were we talking about?
We're talking about the worst movie in the franchise. So far.
No wonder we keep forgetting to talk about it.
2006's Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
And I actually like psyched myself up to think maybe it'd be good.
That was a waste of energy.
Yeah.
I
do like the fake drifting, but we'll get.
Dude.
I like all of the people on the street when they're looking. We'll get there.
Okay. Yeah, we won't jump too far in. But
I wanted to believe. I did. I told you in a previous episode that when I go into movies, I like to dumb myself down so that I just, take me on a journey. I rented this movie for $3.99. Yeah. I want to get my $3.99's worth. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to ride the wave. I'm not going to try and figure stuff out. But this one was, was rough.
It was rough.
Yeah.
It was. So let's get into it. Well, real quick, PSA we like to give for parents. This is not a kid movie. By far, but we believe it's in responsible parenting.
Yeah,
parenting.
This is a nobody movie.
So, this is adults in mind, kids in mind. But
dogs shouldn't watch this. Just nobody, nobody.
And anyway, the score is so we can move on is a 5.65. And if you don't know what a kids in mind score is, Google it and you'll find out. Basically,
we're 8 episodes in. I still don't know what it is. So,
So
thank you for providing that information.
But we don't fact check what we say. So.
We don't. Check it out. I didn't even look up the names of the actors in this movie.
I
do know that Sang Kung plays Han in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift from 2006. And honestly, Han is why I showed up.
Yes.
I showed up for the Han. And I started through.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Basically, he is the reason for the season. And I guess this is totally outside of the first two movies or the rest of the movies. Okay. But we're going to, from the very beginning, we follow a young man named Sean. I don't remember his last name, but his name is
Sean. You don't need to know his last name. Yes. Yeah. So before, this movie doesn't even feel like the same universe.
Yeah.
As it's, we're talking multiverse here, guys. I mean, this is like, I feel like somebody from Sliders, that show in the 80s, something's not right. And they're the only thing that's Fast and Furious is the title of this movie. Like there were no truckers.
Nope.
There were no explosions.
Yep.
There were no physics questions that I had.
Well, and the hard part too is Hans is coming from Wonder Woman. Like, that's the hard part. And you're like, Hans, What are you doing?
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Well, it's so funny.
Tell me when we're there.
Are you talking about a German guy, Hans?
That's exactly what I keep telling her.
I'm like, babe, it's Han. But she likes to say Hans. So Hans is now German.
Me and Hans go way back. You guys just, you didn't know about it. We're friends. He likes the nickname Hans. He's cool with it. Just, it's fine. I'm Japanese.
Well, I don't know if it's too early to say, but he was eating in this movie.
He was eating in this whole movie. This is, you know, Han is not part of this movie.
Once you start, Hans. It's really hard.
Han is one of maybe three actors in this movie. Also, the past seven episodes leading up to this, I've really grown to like Han.
I feel so much. Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember seeing this movie in 06 and like just like, what's this guy's deal talking about Han? I'm like, why is he so like dramatic? You know what I mean? But now, coming off of Wonder Woman on the last episode, if you didn't see the last episode,
it was
redonkulous. Yeah. I mean, we're talking like Avengers Civil War, old snaps.
Yeah.
And I've been ranking these movies with how many old snaps. That movie, I think, has a record for like five or six old snap moments for me. This movie has like one old snap moment, and it's not for good reasons. I can't remember it right now. But yeah. So we're going to start the movie.
Absolutely right.
So the movie starts off, the title of this movie is High School Musical Tokyo Drift. Because everybody is in high school in this movie. It feels like...
Okay.
It starts...
I'm sorry. It's the first thing that, like, you know, as the main character is walking into the school... Was he a teacher? Was he a janitor? Was he a parent? Is he the principal? He's surely not a student because he's 40. So he's lost. I don't know. What is he doing here?
Yeah.
Continue.
I thought the same thing. They show this clearly adult man.
Yeah.
Entering with a backpack through the LA school system TSA checkpoint at the front of the school, and he's getting wanded down, and I'm just like, is this guy a narc?
Yeah.
Am I watching 21 Jump Street right now?
Like, yes, that's exactly. I was like, is this never been
changed? Especially because he was the only one besides the mascot that was getting wanded.
Because the security's smart and he's like, this guy's 40. Yeah. What is he doing here? He shouldn't be here.
I know. Yeah, the guard was totally like, just, is this a Billy Madison situation here? Yes. Is this guy ordered by the court to go back and reattend school at 40? Yeah, and the fact that like he's getting wanded and spending all this time just weirdly smiling at the mascot who's also getting wanded.
Yeah, smiling back.
And they're just looking at each other like, another day at the office, am I right? Like,
yeah.
So there's no context for this, and it's just, it feels like a teen movie.
They need the early 2000s. On her smile, like, awkward smile. So
Brian O'Connor should get an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have more respect for him now. Yeah.
I know. Like,
I was wrong. Oh, there are worse actors. You are really good, Brian O'Connor. I'm sorry. I miss you, Brian. Come back.
You're so generous with that term.
Yes.
Actor. So there's this guy getting wanded, and at the same time the camera's panning around and showing you all the different stereotypes in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The jocks, the cheerleaders, everybody. And there's like some really, I mean, this is 2006, we're in 2020, so
yeah,
I'm gonna stay as politically correct as possible, but there are some clearly,
yes,
clearly racist
pinata part, is that what you're talking about?
The pinata. they're beating up this pinata that is just basically a paper version of a person, a Native American, because the other team is, you know, like how we have the Redskins.
So they're the Ducks, right?
Ducks versus the Indians, yeah. I think. Yeah.
I don't mean, yeah, so, both like, well, that wouldn't fly now.
No, No. It was uncomfortable to watch. I was like, this movie does not hold up. Yeah.
That's an old snap.
That was an old snap.
But for a good old
snap. And Zach from Home Improvement was leading the Dutch.
His name is Zach in the show?
Isn't his name Zach?
I don't know what his name was. I didn't bother. But yes, one of the Taylor kids from Home Improvement. I want to say the oldest brother.
Yeah, the oldest brother.
Yeah.
Wasn't Jonathan this, Thomas?
No.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, did he have three names or was it just the younger brother?
He was the middle kid was the one that went on to do Christmas movies or something for a little bit.
Yeah. So this guy, I think his name's like Robert Jonathan Timothy.
Brad.
Classic Brad.
Yeah. He's probably Brad in this one too. He looked like a Brad in this
Zach.
One.
His name was Zach in this one.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's like the star, whatever. And he's got the head cheerleader girlfriend or whatever too.
Not another teen movie.
So they're just introducing the high school premise here.
Yeah.
This guy who's 40 years old, obviously, is a new student at this school and he's just trying to stay out of trouble. Yeah. And he sees all of these things happening, like people getting bullied and
they have
a world-class auto shop because it's an indoor auto shop at this high school with all these nice cars that he's working on. And he witnesses, they also have a full auto body paint shop in this shop. And he witnesses a kid getting bullied and getting painted with an airbrush gun. And he has a wrench in his hand and you're like, oh, is he going to beat the guy like Toretto beat the other guy in the old movies? And no, he doesn't do that either. So there's really just like
paint and he walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you think that he's going to go beat people up, but he just
like a lot of this movie, you think something's going to happen and then absolutely nothing happens. And I don't know if it was because the actor was supposed to do something with their face.
Right.
To fill in the blank.
Right.
But there's just a lot of staring going on in this movie. There's just a lot of staring. Yeah. So this guy who we know as Sean, 40-year-old high school student, is leaving school after. He's walking to his car, and he's got like this Bondo'd, beat-up Chevelle, right? Is that a Chevelle?
Monte Carlo, I think I looked up.
That's a Monte Carlo?
What the... what the Google said when I
was
the only thing I wanted to know was and but anyway okay.
Yeah so he's got his
Monte Carlo
to his Monte Carlo and he's parked next to a Viper and there's a girl there's the head cheerleader whoever this girl is.
Oh my god,
she's not sitting in the car like a normal human. It's a convertible. She's sitting on the headrest or something in between the headrests. She's got like her foot up on the windshield.
Stupid.
It's funny because like at first it looks like she's I thought she was cutting her toenails.
So did I.
Right?
She was painting, I think. Painting her toenails.
She was painting her toenails.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And she's like, he tells her, nice ride.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember what she said? It was a super stupid interaction.
She said, nice ride. And, I don't remember.
What did he say? Did he say it?
He said, nice ride. And then...
I don't know.
She told him nice ride. She told him nice ride, and he goes, it does the job.
It does the job.
And she's like, delivering pizza?
Yeah. And then he's like, it's not the ride, it's the rider.
Oh, I did write that line down, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but look what I wrote before it.
Inappropriate.
I described the girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was not a nice, pleasant girl.
Not the type of girl you bring home to mama.
No.
Yeah, so they're supposedly, I guess, having a moment. They're like making eyes at each other, and Tim the Toolman Taylor's son,
he gets,
comes running out. He gets so he doesn't get mad. He gets like rage monster mad. Like this guy is roiding out. He's roid raging.
Yeah.
He's like, you're talking to my girl. You want me to put the hammer down? Yeah, like, seriously. He was ready to summon lightning. And Sean's just like, nah, your girl was talking to me and whatever. And he's just like, I don't know how it comes up, but they start talking about his Viper.
Yeah.
And oh, your dad's Viper. He's like, well, you want to race your dad's Viper? And he's like, well, Sean says, I only race for pink slips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sean tries to drive away.
And he throws a baseball.
And then
at his window.
Or Zach whips the baseball.
Oh, because he says, oh, you can read the manual. Because
oh, yeah. He's like, well, that's right. Yeah. Because he's like, oh, you want to race my Viper? But it can go 0 to 60 in what? 4.3 seconds?
500 like, horsepower.
Yeah, yeah. 500 horsepower. And so Sean is like, oh, you can read the manual. Good job.
And then he drives away, and then he throws a baseball in the back of his car and breaks his windshield. And then he reverses. And then,
So with a smile on his face, Sean gets out of the car to fight, and he drops a wrench from his hand to show everybody that he's got a wrench in his hand. And that's when the girl... All right, no, they're going to race, and then the girl's like...
Why don't you race for me?
No, she's like, why don't you nice boys let the cars do the talking?
Oh,
and he was just like, I only race for pink slip.
Oh,
this is Sean with his beat up Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And he was just and Toolman's son is just like, what the hell am I gonna do with your piece of crap car? I got an $80,000 Viper.
That's right.
And then that's when
What's her name?
I don't even know her name is.
Nail polish girl.
What does she say, Blockbuster System?
Why don't you guys race for me?
Better acting. That was better
acting.
She should
good job.
Hands on and a shirt. they should race for clothes for her.
Yeah.
Winner gets some sensible pants, comfortable shirt.
And a button-up collar shirt with long sleeves.
Winner gets a gift card to Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah. Because that was super in style in 2006.
It was.
And Gap.
Old Navy.
Gap. Yep. Let's go to Gap, everybody.
I feel like they both should have been like, wait, you sound kind of conceited. I don't think you were worth racing for. But
that would have been so funny, if she was like, why don't you guys race for me? And they're just like,
no. And they both sleep together.
Yeah.
They left together.
And then the credits.
Oh, man, I wish.
Yeah, that would have been.
So, this movie, guys, I don't know how long this episode it's not gonna be that long.
Well,
I don't know.
First minute guys, of the movie.
This movie, I'm just gonna say it right now. This movie has nothing to do with the entire Fast and Furious franchise.
I'm why sure you're hoping that
Wikipedia people would forget put it about on the it. List.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
So they're gonna race for the girl. For some reason, they're gonna race for the girl.
Yes.
And she's going to stay in the car while they race. She's going to be in the Viper.
So, So, let's get to the race. So, they go to this, it was like a construction site.
It's like a suburban development.
Yeah, the development. They cut the chain. The truck.
Yeah, they
cut the chain. There was a truck with a bunch of
there's a bunch of teeny boppers drove into this with one 40-year-old guy driving Monte Carlo.
Yep.
And they drove into this development. And they started this race. And apparently, the truck goes on the racetrack too, because he blocks.
That was weird.
Yeah.
So it as was so racing, stupid. The race starts, and Zach's friends, the football team, and their girlfriends are in the back of a pickup truck, and they're
dangerous.
They're just pacing in front of Sean's Monte Carlo, so they're totally cheating.
Right.
And this throwaway race just happens. They zigzag through this development of houses, and
A house at one point.
He does. He drives through. He destroys a house that's being developed, and eventually, what happens?
So Brad is in the lead, and Sean is trying to get around him and finally does. And then I think the girl with the nail polish girl.
She's like, I thought you loved me.
He said, I thought you loved me.
I guess I have a new date for prom.
So that motivated Sean, Brad to go faster or whatever. And then
Brad actually loses his entire mind. He goes insane. So his dad's $80,000 he Ferris Bueller's his dad's car.
Yeah.
He smashes the Viper into the old Monte Carlo. Like
he destroys
his own car.
Yeah.
Like there's a giant man girlfriend child.
Part of this scene was when he ran through a house that was being built, the Monte Carlo, and he did a Dukes of Hazzard jump, right? And then he landed, and that's how he got ahead and beat Brad, which made Brad go crazy, kept slamming into Sean, and then he got sent into that big sewage pipe. When they should probably be dead. I don't know. That was,
dude. Yeah, crazy. So you're absolutely right. I put that in my notes. So Brad and his girlfriend, in this convertible, without racing belts or roll cage or anything, go straight into a concrete pipe.
Yeah.
Head on. It cuts the car in half, basically. Like, there's no way that these two teenagers,
100 horsepower,
teenagers are alive. Right. I know. And then, you're right. And then Sean's car flips 1,000 times and lands on its roof. Literally. But my favorite part of this flip, was a Tabasco. Could you imagine the sponsorship? They're just like, how are we gonna get Tabasco into a shot? It's like, we'll include it in a horrific car accident. So that people will always remember.
In there, big bright red stuff, follow it across the scene. And so that was the crash. And then the next scene is the police station.
I thought that they were at a hospital.
So did I.
They should have been
at the hospital. Death that they just experienced. Like all of them should be on ventilators. You know what I mean? Like it should just, the next scene should have been like
a funeral.
I think that is the continuation from the other movies, is that they are also Terminators in this movie.
That jump that you spoke of was one of maybe two jumps that were less than 10 feet in height. And I'm spoiled. I'm going to say it. I'm spoiled by Fast 5, Fast 6. I mean,
the tank jumped higher than that.
In the car race, in the car chases and stuff, I was just like, where's explosions?
Yeah.
Where's the gunfire? Where's the wanton death and destruction? And there's so many innocents in this movie. They could have used just like they did in the other movie. I mean, Tokyo was filled with CG innocents.
We'll get there at the end. Never mind.
Yeah. So they're not at a hospital, they're at a police station. And, they go in for their interrogation. Oh, Sean gets called in. And because Sean is like, you know, from a broken home and he's got a rough past, he basically is going to get the whole blame, right? Because the cop is saying, see those two?
Barbie and Ken.
Barbie and Ken over there, they're just going to get slapped on the wrist. Mommy and daddy will have them out by the end of the day. But you, 100% conviction, and I'm planting drugs on you, and I'm gonna get.
What did he say?
He was out to get.
Like, he gets really close to him. You. Yeah, and he's like, "I love screw ups like you." It's kind of.
It was really weird. There were a lot of uncomfortable, close interactions.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because we're on quarantine, but I can't take how close these people's mouths are together.
6 feet, bro. That's what he should have said. But it was awkward until Mom showed up, and then it got way more awkward.
Because all of a sudden, Mom is like throwing out the vibes to this cop,
trying to get.
There must be something that can be done. We're like, Mom, not again. We're gonna have to move again.
That's how it looked. Yeah.
Strike three.
The best was when like they're inside a prison, and not prison, but the police station.
Yeah.
She just pulls out a cigarette and she's just like,
"Is this illegal?
It's okay to smoke in here." Like, no. 2006. I don't think so. With
the no smoking sign right above the cop. Behind her as she's lighting her cigarette. I guess that's the power of the mom.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So that's where we hear the exposition and the background of Sean, that they've had to move so many times, and he should be in, you know, he was in juvie, and there's only one more place for him.
Yeah.
Morocco.
That would have been better.
I hear there's action in Tokyo. Not yet. Yes.
Yes.
Right now.
This is it.
So.
Plane.
So yeah, they jump on the plane.
He just jumps on the plane.
Yeah. Sean jumps on the plane, takes him to Tokyo. We get
it's
a little...
Tokyo or juvie.
Tokyo. You know why he can jump on a plane? Because he's an adult.
Yes, it's because he's 40. Mm-hmm. He can go. And so they arrive in Tokyo. We get a little tour of Tokyo, a little bit as he's on his way.
I took a screenshot. I'm going to put it on the Instagram. But did you guys notice there were a couple of things. There was a giant G-Shock watch that was like downtown Tokyo. Like, wow, even G-Shocks are huge in Japan. But the when he arrives and he's on the escalator at the airport, did you see what the billboard was behind him?
Oh, I did. I didn't write it down though. What was it?
It was a huge picture of MC Hammer's face.
Yes, that's
and I just said
that.
MC Hammer.
Was very excited.
I was excited about that.
MC Hammer is selling Sanyo camcorders.
Yes,
because that's where the money is, guys.
That is.
So, yeah. I just thought that was super funny, man.
That's the connection. That's the connection here.
So,
dad's place, right?
Dude, so he shows up at his dad's place, and to add to this
unnecessary
awkwardness, this movie is just so
super
awkward. He rings the buzzer to the dad's place, and the door slides open a little bit. He's just like, Sean.
And it's even
what are you doing here? Yeah. His dad just like, he's like, Eva Mendes? Better actress. He's just like, you're not supposed to be here till the 7th. Oh, no. He goes, I don't know. He was like, oh, what are you doing here? Okay, hold on. And he closes the door.
That was just terrible.
And then what happens?
He comes out with a mistress, a young lady that is, just a lady guest. He comes out with and puts a coat on her.
And she's still more like,
she's doing her own Eva Mendes.
Oh my gosh.
And then
it was a really awkward, unnecessary, I guess it's supposed to show that the dad is
real jerk.
He's an officer in the Navy. And he's an officer and a gentleman.
Right. So I guess he had a lady of the night over
to
help him with some stuff. And so he looks at Sean and he's like, you weren't supposed to be here till the 7th. He goes, it is the 7th.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's making excuses like, oh, where are they at? Or whatever.
Yeah.
That's why he can't be there.
Right.
The dad tries to make small talk. Sean's not having it. We see the tension between Sean and dad already right away.
His house is quite small.
It's a small Japanese house.
He's like, just where do I sleep? And it's his dad's closet.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
The dad, he gives dad attitude, and the dad's like, hey, is this or juvie? You know, I didn't want this either, but, and you can't just keep moving away. And then he snaps back at his dad. He's like, it worked for you. So I guess we get some history of how dad is. Dad comes up with rules. He's like, school, home, and he gives the rock line, and don't let this guy get into cars. It's like, no.
Yep. Don't forget to wear your underwear.
Yeah. That's the number one rule, which is in the bedroom closet. That's where your bedroom is. Like, you get the bedroom, and he walks in, and it's like a small closet.
He's like, oh, that's the underwear closet.
And then he opens up the blind, and there's a window.
With a nana eating noodles in the store. But I like to think
that lady just lives inside his closet eating noodles.
I told Kalani, like, it's the best thing to live right next to a nana who will cook for you and just pass you food through the window all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's implying that she's going to cook you food. Maybe she just cooks her own food and eats it in front of
you. No, she's a nana. Nanas always want to make you eat.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Yeah. I got to find one of those.
Yeah. And so he goes to bed, and then he wakes up, as one does, to an alarm clock, which I guess it implies that the dad set the alarm clock.
Can I just say that at this point in the movie, I am super bored.
I was kind of bored seeing it.
Yep.
I was watching it. I was just like, what is happening here? Where are the explosions? I was just like, okay, he's gonna wake up, and then as soon as he opens the door, a tanker truck's gonna like smash through the wall, right? And then the Rock's gonna get out and be like, hey, my goatee disappeared. So anyway, we just get to watch this kid wake up and then put on his clothes and then try his best to get to school in a country that he doesn't speak or read the language.
Right.
At all.
Yep.
So he shows up late to this school, and realistically, it's like 3:30 in the afternoon by this time. Getting to, like, he doesn't. Yeah. He had to take a train. Like, he doesn't know where he is.
He shows up. Yep. Yeah. And he gets there, and he's like, "I took the wrong train." So that was his excuse, right?
Yeah.
But this lady, the Japanese teacher, is speaking very fast Japanese to him, expecting him to know what she's talking about, and apparently she's saying to put slippers on, to wabaki something, but he's supposed to put these slippers on, so he does.
Oh, I wrote that down. Wabaki, you're
right. Wabaki there. And so he that was it. That was the scene. He gets this girl. Yeah, he's
girl. Oh, yeah, he sees the girl. So he walks into the classroom, and you know, all of the other students are, you know, just full Japanese.
One of these things are not like the other.
And everybody's just paying attention and looking down, except for this one person who is, it's exactly like the Eva Mendes scene.
Yep.
This is just like a Fast and Furious Junior movie.
Yeah.
It's just like all the things that you loved about Fast and Furious, but watered down and younger.
And you hate it.
Younger. Less explosions. Mm-hmm. Less car surfing.
Except the main character is not younger. He is older. But everything
is
younger. Yes.
Yeah. So I forget the name of the actress, but she was like an Entertainment Tonight correspondent or something. Or she was on MTV. Oh, yeah. She was some entertainment reporter.
Oh,
or she was on The Real World or something, but
yeah, in real life, got it.
You guys know who she is?
No, I did not even look it up.
Yeah,
no idea.
So,
but yeah,
they meet the girl. Happened, and then they go to lunch.
I remember her name is Lee.
Well, she's Neela. She's giving him eyes the whole time.
Neela.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's giving him eyes the whole time. Like, this lady is speaking to him in Japanese, and he's just like, he's doing one of his many emotions that he does in this movie, which is just like, what's my line? What's my line? And she's just like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the end of the scene. That scene was useless. Yeah. And then,
we go to lunch. We go to lunch, which
okay,
is
fancy. Sushi. I want to eat here.
I gotta say, like, okay, this is probably one of the best parts of the movie.
This is
the food. Part of the movie.
And every tempura basket that you could ever, yes, it was so good. Sushi
really just delicious looking.
Dumplings, dim sum. I wanted all of it.
Yeah, it looked really good. But then who shows up? As
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't know his character name until the end, and I was like, oh, he has a name. He's not Bow Wow.
What is his name?
Tej. It's Tej.
No, it's Rome.
He is like the Rome.
Because he was exactly Rome. He was like the counterpart.
Yeah.
He reminded me of like a combination of Tej and Rome's character. Exactly. Mm. He was mouthy like Rome, yep. But he was your go-to guy. He was Tej in exactly. Too Fast or Furious. He's not new Tej.
He's old Tej.
He's not Tej 0.0. He's
Tome. I'm trying to combine Tej and Roman together.
It's old Tej.
Tome.
Tome. Well, we can go with Tome.
Rome Tej.
Tome.
Because he starts pulling every, what do you need, an iPod, what do you need, shoes, what do you need? And then he's got all the gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
He does. He got Jordans, he's got all this. And here's another fun fact. This movie was in 2006. There was no such thing as an iPhone because iPhones came out in 2007. So the flip phone game in this movie is rock solid. Yeah, like
it is.
Yes.
The things they have flip phones doing in this movie.
I cannot wait to get to that part.
Space science fiction.
Yep.
So
fiction.
Space fiction.
So
he doesn't want any of.
He doesn't want anything, but he notices that there's a steering wheel on top of the backpack, and he's like, "Selling that steering wheel."
This is some of the worst acting in the movie, by the way. Like, I don't know if he's having a hard time eating and acting at the same time. But there is nothing going on. And I felt like Bow Wow was actually making an effort.
He did.
No, like he was really and I don't know if it just made it seem like that more because Sean, the guy who played Sean, was just like,
yeah,
I don't know, just
right
stoic the whole time. Yeah. So
yeah.
Sees the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. And then
what happens?
He wants to take him to the car.
So his face lights up. He finds interest.
The common ground. They got the common ground.
With the guy, and he's like, "Wow, why don't you show me your car?" Little Bow Wow's, "I thought you were leaving." He's like, "Yeah, maybe I'll stick around." So they cut to the next scene, which is them at this
carousel garage,
mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And they open it up, and he didn't say what kind of car he has. He's just like,
yeah, that was fun.
You got a nice car? And then, so they have like, I don't know which cars they were, but they're like.
There was a TVR. There were two Porsches.
Okay.
And then finally, this little minivan, Japan exclusive vehicle shows up. It reminded me of my old car. I had a Scion XB back in the day. In 2005, actually, because I was cool. So he has something that looks like a Scion XB, but it's green, and it's got huge dents that are the shape of like a footprint and like fists on the side. And
I do not know what is going on. Was
it was a foot?
I thought it was a dinosaur face, a horse face at first.
What is that?
Yeah, we paused it. Like, I can't tell. Until Kalani saw the rest of it.
Like, put it together. That's the Hulk. It's the Hulkmobile.
Yeah, so he has like the Hulk face painted on the hood, and then he has like a broom that was painted green on the roof to look like the Hulk's spiky hair.
Yeah,
it's a dumb looking car.
It is.
It was like, dumb.
It was.
Bow Wow was so excited.
But he
about
was
it.
So excited. About
like a
it.
Little.
You know what? He owned it. And sometimes when you have dumb things, but you own it, people will be on board with you. And that seems to be what happened with the situation because I didn't see any other Hulk cars driving around.
Like, yeah, he said it was one of a kind.
Yeah, it was. And it was pretty funny because in the next scene, he just lets Sean drive his prized possession.
Right. Yeah.
As if his car is made out of the Hulk material. Like,
right.
Yeah. You don't know this guy?
No. If he did, he wouldn't let him drive it.
All he knows is he speaks English. That's the only, that doesn't make him a good driver. So,
nope.
They show up to the very first Fast and Furious scene of the movie.
If you know. Yeah.
This is where we get the real name of this movie. Fast and the Furious, the Tokyo Midrift.
Yeah.
That's what this was. More midrift and miniskirts.
It was just miniskirts and polishing of engines.
Yeah, it was this.
His name was, Bow Wow's name is Twinkie.
That's right. Yeah.
And, I'm glad we gave him a more serious name.
So they show up to this car race and they're rolling through.
Because it's like a parking it's structure. It's a parking garage. Garage right. race. It's not a normal street race. It's
yeah. And we see Neela. Is that how you say her name? Neela?
Well, they get there. Yeah, Neela rolls in her was like RX-8 or RX-7 yeah. or something.
Yes.
And she gets out and she's just like, people just come up and open her hood and she's just like, do you hear my turbo?
Yeah.
It's not sounding good.
Right.
So she has her own Jesse squad
yeah.
of technicians.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. She gets excited, man.
I don't need you to tell me that. I don't need a
machine. Well, yeah, because they're saying, like, it's your driving. It's not the engine.
Yeah. Yeah. So that really was that scene.
The system is working as designed.
And yeah. And then DK, we meet DK
okay.
and Han. They're hanging out. And this Justin. Is where we see Han.
Yeah.
Well, before you show up to DK and Han, Sean walks up to Neela. Mm. And he tells her something like, we wouldn't have that problem if you had a V8.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She's just like, boys always concerned about the size of their engines.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I think that's when DK pulls up, right? Oh, no. Yeah. DK is giving stink eye from across the garage. Like some serious stink eye.
He has the most creepy face. So creepy.
He has the hair that comes down like, his face. And...
Very
scary. You know what? I like DK.
I don't.
I don't like DK because he might be a pedophile.
I like him at the end.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's what I was like, what's going on, might Hans? Be. Hans, why are you hanging out with all these high school kids? What are we doing?
Not only that, but we find out that Neela's like his like sister.
Like they grew up together.
I like how Han literally says that out loud. He's just like, why are you messing around with these schoolgirls? What do you say? You've leveled up, or you've raised the quality of standard that you.
Right. Yeah, he's like,
yeah,
he's like schoolgirls. I even put right on, yeah, right, Han. Like, hello, that was my note.
Yeah, thank you, Han. And that was my first O snap of the movie. I was so excited when I saw Han.
He's like, oh yes, maybe
already eating. In the first shot,
yes,
like
one was eating.
This guy just has pocketfuls of
what is it?
Choco pandas.
That's what it's. I was waiting for those to come out.
Yeah. So DK rolls up on Sean and Neela, and he just full on
Gaijin.
assaults Neela by I don't know, manhandling her, and he starts just like. Kissing her neck and stuff, and claiming property, right?
Right.
Yeah, he calls Sean a Gaijin.
Yeah.
And he's got that weird friend with him.
Oh, the guy with the blonde hair.
DK.
Yeah.
He's kind of weird.
He was Lance.
He was
the Johnny Lance. Tran and Lance.
He was the Lance. He was the.
I like Johnny Tran better though.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys felt this way, but they had a little bit of the Fast and Furious movies have a lot of like standoff, like toe to toe shots where like The Rock and Vin Diesel are just like, you know. Yes. But this one, DK like approaches Sean, and did you guys feel uncomfortable with how close he got?
And just the angle of his head made me uncomfortable.
The director's like, look lower. No, lower,
they're lower. They're this close. Yeah. And like, I wanted to see like a hand just like come up, like, because it was like two finger distance. Yeah. Their lips were like,
yes.
I put in my notes, it was kissing distance. And I was just like,
yeah.
One of them could literally pucker. Like,
if they both.
And make contact. Yes. It would have made contact.
They were close.
I don't know if DK watched a lot of like UFC. Like sometimes those guys get really close, right? Yeah. It was one of those. It made me uncomfortable. Yeah, so
uncomfortable. But
so Sean talks big and he was just like, yeah, I'll race you.
Twinkie.
DK's just like
over, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just like, what are you doing? These guys are Yakuza, Mafia. And he was just like, I don't care.
You call
I just talked to this other guy's girl, and then we flipped cars and wherever I was, and now I'm here. I'm just going to do it here and then go to another country. But he calls out DK without even having a car, and DK is just like, you talk real big for somebody who has no car.
Yeah.
And Han, ever being the good guy that he is, he's just like, you can use my car.
Yeah. It's like,
dang, Han.
Yeah. I want to be.
What a good guy. I know, right? Han's just giving out cars in this movie.
You get because a car. He's Oprah. Got
money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because he just won a bunch of money.
Was he in the $1 million quarter race, quarter mile race?
It was that race in Fast Five was Brian, Toretto, Rome, and
Han. Right.
Han. It was Han. Right. Because Toretto. Yeah. So, you know, okay, so
he's got money.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, so everybody starts getting in the elevators, which is funny. Like, this is another one of those I'm getting bored because why do I need to see everybody waiting for the elevator?
Yeah.
Like, not even the main actors. We're not even seeing the main actors getting in elevators. Mm-hmm. We're watching other people get in elevators to go to the roof. Okay, I get it. Sean gets in the elevator with Twinkie.
With Twinkie.
And he's just like, what does DK stand for? And he's like, Drift King. He's like, what the heck is drifting? You're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
You know Han's car that Han just gave you? That's Mona Lisa.
Yeah. Like,
he dropped a lot of money on that car.
The doors open from the elevator, and as he asks, what's drifting? And he sees the cars sliding by.
That was a cool scene. Yeah. That was a cool scene. Yeah. I like that scene. In that moment, I remembered I'm watching a Fast and Furious movie. I forgot with all the escalator riding and elevator riding and airplane riding that wasn't this airplane wasn't on fire. Like it was just like it's like I have reverse PTSD. Like
you're going back into the real world. And and you're expecting explosions.
It's like watching a Fast and Furious movie in the morning, Kalani. Like, one shouldn't do it. Because you go outside your house after you're done watching the movie, and you're just watching elevators go up, airplanes not on fire, landing. That's what it was like.
Don't do it.
So.
Yes, Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
I lost track.
I don't know.
It was a
but it was a car. It was beautiful. And Han leaned. Oh yeah. So looking at my notes here.
Yeah.
So Twinkie tries to give Sean a lesson. He was like, "Can you teach me how to drift in 30 seconds?" He was just like, "Oh yeah, no." And he's using all these terms that Sean has no idea what it is.
Yeah.
And Twinkie's basically just like, "Try your best."
Yeah. He's like, what did he say? Just don't mess up Mona Lisa. Don't mess up Mona.
Yeah. And I think this is the first race in the franchise that we've seen that happens in a parking garage, right? Because most of them have been in alleys and
like, he runs away straightaways. Into a parking garage, right? In the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
X7,
but they've always had to use straightaways, right? So this is not your grandma's Fast and Furious. This is Fast and Furious Glee edition.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, Too Fast, Too Furious had that course at the beginning, but it was a lot of.
I
don't know.
Right.
Drifting, but
they were. It wasn't this level of drifting. This level of drifting was like super tight, right?
Yeah.
So, DK, Sean, they start the race.
Yeah, but how do they start the race?
With the there's a guy.
Inside.
Oh yeah.
Leti.
This one is a
Seto.
Seto.
Go. Yeah.
It took a team effort. It took a team effort on this one.
Yeah.
And
ready. Seto. Go.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
I appreciated that we didn't start that shot.
He didn't take his bra off. Yeah.
A butt cheek. Right, exactly.
Right.
Like, it started off with a classy dude in a black suit.
We didn't mention the truck, what the girl did to start the race with the Viper. We skipped over that.
Yeah, I was purposely skipping over that.
Yeah, it's just one of the many things that, like, this movie.
We are going to have to skip over a lot in this movie.
Yeah, I actually, my notes skipped
over. And then the credits. And then it rolled credits.
And then we're done.
But I was glad. He had his tux on.
Yeah.
You know, he dressed up.
He said, this, you know what I mean? Is like, Japan, baby.
Yes.
It was so funny. It was like, this is not Brazil. This is not Mexico. This is not the Canary Islands.
Not
this
Rio
is Giro. Not Rio. This is not a secret military base. This is not a burning airplane.
Yeah. Or a tank.
Or a tank.
This is Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah. So they race, and there's a lot of drifting happening. By one of them, DK is truly the drift king,
and he's ripping it around these turns, just playing with Sean, and Sean is pretty much smashing the Han's car up,
dude.
Like every corner, he's like, and at one time, he smashes into another car. I think he owes that.
Yeah.
Something too.
at the end of the race, he smashes into like four cars.
Yeah,
but every turn,
the whole time,
every turn, yeah. Hans doesn't even speed up his chewing because he's still eating.
No. Yeah,
he's always just like placing food in his mouth slowly. That's his move.
Yeah.
So Sean destroys the car, and they get to the roof, and everybody's surprised. Is cheering for DK, right?
Yeah.
So I like it when Han leans into the car and he's just like, hey, don't leave town.
Yep. And he bounces.
And he's just out. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Then they go back to Sean's dad's house.
Yeah. Sean sneaks in and Sean's dad's just like, have you been racing, Sean?
And
Sean's just like, he's like, you're out of here. And that's the end of that scene. I don't know.
Yeah, you either listen or go to jail. Like,
yeah.
And I think he's like, go ahead. And then the dad's like, okay, stay. And then that was it. And they go back to school.
And I have no care because there is no facial expression on that guy's on Sean's face throughout the entire scene. Yeah. And then he's back in school. And then it's just school again because this is a high school movie. Don't know why
this is
happening. Yeah, so he's back at school.
But this is short at school because they show him go through school and then Han shows up in his veil side.
Like 16 candles. Have you seen that
frame? Oh, yeah.
16. Han's like standing outside leaning on the car.
Yeah.
And Sean comes out and he's just like,
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, you. Yeah, it's like that.
And then, he's like, from the meme you made, right?
He's like, man, I'll pay you back. Don't worry. And Han says what?
He's like, well, he tells him to get in.
No, he's like you have a choice.
He's like,
right.
You talk as if you have a choice.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
Right. Yeah.
Now that car, the orange car that Han has.
Oh, okay.
Dope. I love that car.
I do like that car. The veil side. That's a dope RX.
Yeah. It's an RX-7, is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah, and I didn't know that because in the last movie, in the last review, I think I said, I didn't see an RX-7, you know, like a true car enthusiast. But that wasn't RX was driving. And so it's called a veil side. But I like this part because there is a legit Hawaii Brada coming up.
My second O-snap of the movie.
Yeah, yes. I forgot about that. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Kalani, and you just finished listening to part one of Tokyo Drift. I hope you enjoyed it. Please check out blockbusterbradas.com and follow us on Instagram so we can connect. And tune in next week for part two of Fast and Furious. All right. Thanks a lot. Aloha.